Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, in Singapore, an average of 660 foreigners are permanently barred each year from working in Singapore because they submitted fake educational qualifications in their work pass applications. The Ministry of Manpower notes that employers have the primary responsibility of ensuring the authenticity of academic qualifications. However, employers may not have sufficient resources to conduct thorough checks, especially when companies are rushing to fill positions. In this regard, Singapore-based Edufied provides a much easier solution for both employers and government authorities. Ryan So is CEO and founder of Edufied. He joins us with more insights. Ryan, thanks for your time.
Yes, hi.
So first tell us why, Ryan, after 11 years of being in the education sector, you decided to found Edufied.
My previous role itself actually allowed me to travel quite a fair bit in ASEAN. And of course, through the whole process, I was more or less doing the necessary interview in business expansion. And the question is always, you know, when you look into resume or CV, the question is, how do I actually validate this all this information? And that particularly about 3.5 years ago, I was just looking around, how do I actually solve this challenge that I'm having? And it seems that blockchain and education is just something that potentially can come together. The solution itself is something which is already available more to the West. But when I was looking into the ASEAN and Asia region, no particular company was actually focusing on this area. So I decided to just take a jump, you know, put up the team, and started Edufied just about 3 years back.
Why though? Were you seeing this issue come more to the fore in the last few years? I imagine it's something that's always been there, so to speak.
Yes, definitely. I mean, the issues like you rightfully mentioned earlier on, where this is actually a known issue in terms of every employer trying to validate the credentials. And of course, you know, having the rapid hiring process, they might just forego doing the validation check. And what we wanted to do is actually just to solve this validations issue. Instead of not doing, when you receive the documents, you potentially would just be calling or emailing the employer or the education institutions there to do the validation. And it takes time and money, so to speak, you know, because time is money. And we wanted to just disrupt this space. You know, we provide convenience for the employer, the headhunter or the recruiter, instead of just going through the manual process of emailing and calling. Just with technology, you're able to just click on a button, drag and drop an electronic file to do the immediate validation. I think that's the kind of things that we want to assist the validation space with the aid of technology.
Tell us how it works then, Edufied.
It's not done on a physical perspective-wise. I think what we do is that we work directly with what we call an issuing authority. In this case itself will be the various aspects of the education institutions. So instead of receiving not just the physical copy, you now do have a tamper-proof verifiable electronic copy, whereas this is being used to share with a prospective employer or HR or recruiter so that they can actually easily validate this document. So from the instead of your physical submissions of maybe a photocopy of your diploma or your degree or transcript, you actually submit together with an electronic file so that they can just do a drag and drop or scan a QR code to do immediate validation of your document.
How do we verify that the electronic version is real?
Yes. I mean, in Singapore context itself, the Ministry of Education have already started issuing the PSLE, the O-levels, the degrees, the diplomas via a platform called OpenCert. So Edufied is a partner of OpenCert. So in other words, from even like, for example, for all Singaporeans or those that study in Singapore, we currently now have, will be receiving an electronic cert called OpenCert. And this is actually verifiable via the OpenCert website, which is self-hosted by GovTech, the government agencies under technology base, you know, in Singapore. So any employer can easily just go to this OpenCert.io website and do the instant validation of the documents. So that provides a trusted platform for all employer or whoever want to request or validate the documents when they receive this open cert electronic file, they can just go to this opencert.io to do the instant validation. So I think that provides that platform for everyone to come together. So different countries will operate slightly differently. And for us, we're not just focusing on Singapore context. We're also operating in Philippines.
Yeah, because there are so many educational institutions out there, not just in Singapore, but the wider globe, right?
Yes, correct. So what we do itself is actually provide convenience for the issuing authority. So it's not just in terms of providing a tamper-proof, verifiable electronic copy. In most developing countries itself, they are still probably going through the physical way of, you know, mass buying of paper, doing the manual mail merge, all right, printing, and so on and so forth. So besides providing the tamper-proof, verifiable documents, which is what the end result is going to be, Edufy actually provides what we call a software as a service, where we streamline the issuance process. Which means that, you know, from, let's just bring back the traditional manual issuance process, which means that they potentially still need to prepare an Excel sheet. They will need to buy a paper. They need to get the printer ready. They need to get the envelopes ready and potentially, you know, waiting for the graduate to come to collect from their office. So what we do is that we replace all this manual process. They will still prepare an Excel sheet, but no, in the issuance and the creation of the electronic document, they currently now just have to drag and drop this electronic file, which means the Excel sheet, into our system, and the rest just take place automatically for them in terms of the back-end mail merge and sending out the electronic file to the graduate. So that actually improves the productivity and efficiency of the institutions.
It sounds like a really complicated process on your end. So it sounds as if you changed from being an educator to a tech mogul, if you will.
Yes, I mean, I always been in the education space, but more on the enabler perspective wise. So over the past 3 years, we were just looking at how technology and of course blockchain can aid the industry to actually move forward in terms of enabling them to be more productive and efficient, so to speak.
We're speaking with Ryan So, who's the CEO and founder of Edufied. This is a big problem, isn't it? We're not just talking about inconvenience. We're talking about trustworthiness of candidates, so to speak.
Yes, definitely. I mean, if you look into the whole issues, you know, that's exactly a study. In US itself, there's about 2 million fake degrees.
Wow, okay.
Yes. And in fact, you know, there's about 300 unauthorized universities that's operating. So and there's a studies that say that academic certificate fraud will cost about $600 billion every year due to, you know, wrong hire, so to speak. You know,
How? The cost comes from where?
Well, I guess let's say, for example, you're out there looking out for a professional engineer. All right.
Yeah.
And a particular candidate actually do a submission that, you know, oh, I am a professional candidate. Engineer that I graduate from this XYZ university. And of course, on the surface, you would like to believe them. And of course, you know, if you have not gone through the whole validation check and you employ that candidate, and eventually, you know, due to the business error that the candidate might make, that turns out to the business loss itself. So
yeah,
you know, that,
okay.
Yeah, that becomes a bad hire, let's say.
What are some of the other impacts of, say, forged documents, these kinds of academic credentials?
I think from an academic credential perspective-wise, I guess the impact of branding of the hirer, it's always, if nothing goes wrong, it won't be penalized.
No but harm, no foul, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's always about, you know, if nothing happens, you know, I know things will just go on smoothly. But the key thing is that we always have to be on a very cautious manner to make sure that, you know, from the organization perspective-wise, you know, you do have a brand that you need to be take care of. And if something happens because of your wrong hire, I think that jeopardizes more than just the branding itself.
What are some of the challenges you're facing at Edufied? It sounds like you have to help to digitalize the huge amounts of data of each educational institution. Is that more or less how it's going?
Yes. I guess that's ultimately what our aim is, to be a single data management platform.
Right.
So that the various issuing authority don't have the challenges in terms of getting validation calls. No. I mean, the core functionality of any issuing authority or education institution technically should be focusing on how do I improve my curriculum to give benefit to the students and eventually the graduate. But as you can see, you know, as any issuing authority or education institution get bigger, they're actually, in fact, getting more and more validation call to validate, oh, is there a Ryan studying at ABC University in the year 2000? And your administrator can only say that, sir, can you call back 20, 30 minutes? I need to check my database.
Yeah.
And that kind of calls will only get more because you only get more and more graduates.
Yep.
And yeah, and it's not just in terms of whether we provide the system. We are actually solving a future problem for them. And so that they don't get bogged down by administration nightmare because there's more and more graduate from the institutions.
What are the future plans for Edufied, Ryan? How are you going to expand from the latest funding round that you've received?
Well, we're very lucky, you know, to actually close our funding round last December. And that allowed us to actually be more focused in our country expansions, which primarily now currently we are focusing on the Philippines. We will, with the coming funding round itself, what we will be doing is that we are enhancing our product line to make sure that we deepen our engagement in terms of not just being an issuing platform, but to complete the whole ecosystem itself to provide what we call an alumni management module, where we are talking about providing a digital ID to our arrangement, which currently now also expanding our scope, not just servicing the education sector, but also potentially with the government agencies in Philippines itself as well. Well, a future plan aspects, I think developing countries will definitely see the most benefits in our system, because ultimately blockchain is what we call the ecosystem of trust, where you do not need to worry about your data being tampered with because it's tamper proof. And the next country we are definitely looking into will be potentially Indonesia, India, and probably potentially countries in South Africa.
Ryan, thank you so much for spending time with us and your insights. Please stay safe.
Thank you. Thanks for the time as well.
Ryan So, CEO and founder of Edufied. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.